Vietnam is trying 22 business leaders on corruption charges, including a former top Communist Party official. The trial is part of the campaign against corruption by Communist Party General Secretary Wen Fuzhang. Most of the business leaders on trial are current or former officials of the state-owned Petro-Vietnam Oil Company. Den La Thong was a former chairman of Petro-Vietnam and a former member of Vietnam's powerful Politburo. The Politburo is the top political committee in a communist form of government. Thong is accused of wrongdoing for his part in providing a contract to another company without a required bidding process. He also is accused of involvement in a deal that resulted in a $5.5 million loss to the state. Thong is the first former Politburo member to face charges in many years. He could receive up to 20 years in prison if found guilty. Jing Xuan Tan is another former chairman of Petro-Vietnam. He is accused of several charges, including taking $186,000 for himself. The crime of embezzlement can be punished with a death sentence in Vietnam. Last August, Germany said the Vietnamese intelligence service kidnapped Tan from a park in Berlin. Vietnam denied the accusation. Officials said Tan turned himself in voluntarily. However, the incident caused Germany to expel two Vietnamese diplomats. Le Hong Hip is an expert at the IC's Yusof Ishak Institute in Singapore. He said, "The trial sends out a stern warning that there will be no no-go zones in this campaign, and corrupt officials, no matter who they are and what position they hold, will be brought to justice." Hip added that, in the past, political power was divided in Vietnam. The division weakened the country's efforts against corruption. Now the General Party Secretary has increased powers. Ngo Wong Hung is a retiree who was among the crowd gathered outside the courthouse. He said, "I'm happy that the government is getting tough on corruption." Foreign media, however, are not permitted to attend the trial, which is expected to last 2 weeks. Speaking in Berlin, German Foreign Ministry spokesman Rainer Brühl said embassy representatives were inside the courtroom. "We will observe it very closely and then evaluate what this means for our policy," he said. Germany is Europe's largest economy. I'm Jonathan Evans.